Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Saturday, September 28th. Happy Saturday! We are finishing up the Old Testament overview, which started with Genesis, came down through Exodus and Moses, and then we've read about David and Elijah, Job, Daniel, and now another prophetic witness, Amos, who is from the southern kingdom of Judah, and he is going to prophesy warnings to the northern kingdom of Israel. And just a little window into my world, I have really enjoyed using artificial intelligence called ChatGPT in recent days. It's a little app that I have on my phone. It helped me to plan my daughter's birthday party, and I ask it all kinds of questions. And I realized that there are some real dangers to artificial intelligence. There can be manipulation if I use what I learn from artificial intelligence and act like it's my creative genius, or if I'm over-reliant on it. And sometimes it can be wrong, but in this case, I thought it was really interesting. I asked ChatGPT to help me with an alliterative way to remember what the book of Amos is about, because if you're like me, you can hardly find the book of Amos in the Bible, much less remember off the top of your head, what is Amos about? And I love alliteration. And so ChatGPT helped me with something like Amos announces accountability. And that's exactly what Amos does. Amos goes to the northern kingdom to announce the impending judgment upon them. And in chapter 4, which we'll read today, God reminds Israel of his repeated attempts to get their attention and their repeated failure to repent despite his warnings. Amos highlights how the people of Israel have ignored God, even in the midst of calamity and drought and famine and plague, and how God was using these things as a form of call to repentance. But instead of turning back to God, the people of Israel are stubborn and they are going to be overthrown. And the looming consequences of judgment are what the book of Amos is about. Now, there is a verse in Amos that's very popular. It's 5:24. It says, "But let justice roll down like waters and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream." The people to whom Amos was prophesying were a people who were rich socially, but spiritually they were stagnant. Okay, this is quite a passage for us to read on Saturday. It's really light. No, I'm kidding. It's a pretty hefty passage, but I pray that as we read, the Lord would continue to reveal his grace, his mercy, and who he is to us. Hear these words from Amos chapter 4. "Hear this word, you cows of Bashan, who are on the mountain of Samaria, who oppress the poor, who crush the needy, who say to your husbands, 'Bring now that we may drink.' The Lord God has sworn by his holiness, 'Behold, the days are coming upon you when they will take you away with meat hooks, and the last of you with fish hooks. You will go out through breaches in the walls, each one straight before her, and you will be cast to Harmon,' declares the Lord. 'Enter Bethel and transgress. In Gilgal, multiply transgression. Bring your sacrifices every morning, your tithes every 3 days. Offer a thank offering also from that which is leavened, and proclaim free will offerings. Make them known. For so you love to do, you sons of Israel,' declares the Lord God. 'But I gave you also cleanness of teeth in all your cities, and lack of bread in all your places. Yet you have not returned to me,' declares the Lord. 'Furthermore, I withdrew the rain from you while there were still 3 months until harvest. Then I would send rain on one city, and on another city I would not send rain. One part would be rained on, while the part not rained on would dry up. So two or three cities would stagger to another city to drink water, but would not be satisfied. Yet you have not returned to me, declares the Lord. I smote you with scorching wind and mildew, and the caterpillar was devouring your many gardens and vineyards, fig trees and olive trees. Yet you have not returned to me, declares the Lord. I sent a plague among you after the manner of Egypt. I slew your young men by the sword, along with your captured horses, and I made the stench of your camp rise up in your nostrils. Yet you have not returned to me, declares the Lord. I overthrew you as God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah, and you were like a firebrand snatched from the blaze. Yet you have not returned to me, declares the Lord. Therefore, thus I will do to you, O Israel. Because I will do this to you, prepare to meet your God, O Israel. For behold, he who forms mountains and creates the wind and declares to man what are his thoughts, he who makes dawn into darkness and treads on the high places of the earth, the Lord God of hosts is his name. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. If I read this correctly, God was trying to get the people's attention through good things like cleanness of teeth and through bad things like lack of bread. And yet the people were never satisfied. If they had a lot of good things, they didn't turn to God. And if they incurred famine or plague, they did not turn to God. And so the message for all of us is to turn to God because the Lord of hosts is at hand. This title is used throughout the Bible, and in the NIV, it is translated Lord Almighty. But the Lord of hosts is a title that emphasizes God's supreme power and his authority, especially as the leader of heavenly armies. Lord of hosts is used throughout the Bible. In 1 Samuel, when Hannah prays for a child, she calls him the Lord of hosts. And all throughout the Psalms, especially in Psalm 46 and verse 7 and 11, the title Lord of hosts is used to remind the people of Israel that God is a God who protects in times of trouble and that his presence is with them. And then in Isaiah chapter 6, where Isaiah is in the throne room of God and the seraphim are crying out, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts." And they glorify God as the creator and sustainer of all things. And so we too come, Lord Jesus, recognizing that you are the author of salvation and that you hold all power over the world. Help us to see today's passage as a warning and an encouragement to us to look to you in good times and to look to you in times of calamity and to remember your all-powerful nature. We love you, Lord, and we pray all of this in Christ's name. Amen.